Well, again, it will lessen the state's tax problems only if people could be confident that the federal government wouldn't throw them in jail for their use and sale of the drug. I'm not going to pay taxes to the state of California for my recreational marijuana sales or use unless I know that my paying taxes isn't going to subject me to federal prison.
What do you make of the Obama administration saying that these state-approved dispensaries will not be a high enforcement priority at the federal level?
I think what the Obama administration wants to do is it wants to send a message to people that they don't have to fear the federal government's prosecution in this particular area, and therefore individuals should be free to participate in whatever programs state law authorizes.
So now, if it was to become legal, what and say someone came up to you and said they wanted to start up their own dispensary, what kind of legal counsel would you provide them with?
There's a variety of regulations. Some argue too few regulations that the state and counties set up to oversee this program. But you'd have to be attentive to whatever the state and local requirements were if you wanted to set up a dispensary.
Could this lead to states legalizing other federally prohibited things?
Over time, it might be that as more and more people use marijuana and as the states that authorize medicinal marijuana demonstrate that that marijuana can be used responsibly, that might incline the national government to change its laws about various drug use. But right now, I think we're dealing with a very kind of defined category of medicinal marijuana. The administration and the Justice Department at the federal level did not say that it's not going to prosecute other sales or use of marijuana outside of medicinal marijuana. And in fact, I think politically it would be much harder for the Obama administration to send that message. So those who favor legalization of marijuana altogether, I think, can be heartened somewhat that any marijuana use is being legalized, but it's a big jump from legalizing medicinal marijuana to legalizing other uses of the drug.
If there was a case where recreational use was decriminalized, would it lead to the same federal non-enforcement that you see with medicinal use?
If over time a lot of people look back on the California experience and acknowledge that there was a lot of non-medicinal marijuana that was being used because the state laws weren't really that tight in regulating the dispensaries. And at the same time, people look back and say, and you know what, the world didn't come to an end, even though a lot of people were using marijuana for recreational reasons. Over time, that might have a tendency to cause the federal government to change its policies. But remember, the federal government is comprised of all the states, not just the relatively small number of states who are experimenting with medicinal marijuana. And there's a lot of U.S. senators from a lot of small states and other parts of the country that would not sign off anytime soon to decriminalizing marijuana more generally nationwide.